When thou art invited, go sit down at the lowest place. And again he says, For he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. There was once three hermits who lived on a small island off the coast of Russia, and one day a bishop happened to be sailing by on his way to one of his monasteries. He overheard the captain of the ship telling some of the passengers about these three holy hermits and how they had helped him when he was shipwrecked on their island. The bishop, always having the care of souls in mind, had a strong desire to see these three, and he finally convinced the captain to stop and take him ashore. The three hermits were very old and had a very hermit-like appearance about them, but never mind. The bishop went straight up to them and told them that he was entrusted with the care of souls and asked if there was anything that he could do to help them serve God. The three hermits smiled and said that they did not know how to serve God, but only knew how to serve and support each other. So the bishop then asked them how they prayed, to which one of them responded, We pray in this way, and turning his eyes to heaven, he said, Ye are three, so are we, have mercy on us. The bishop said, Well, I see you at least know something about the Blessed Trinity, but there is a better way to pray. He then proceeded to teach them the Our Father. As you can imagine, this took quite some time, but after a while they got it, and the bishop took his leave from them and continued on his journey. That night, before the bishop went to bed, he sat out on the deck of the ship, and he noticed something following them. After a few minutes, the object got close enough that he could make out the shape of the three hermits. They came walking, or rather running, across the water, and when they got to the ship, they asked the bishop if he could please teach them the prayer again, for when they had stopped repeating it for a time, they forgot how it went. The bishop at this point realized the deep humility of these three hermits and told them that they should instead continue their former prayer, but that they should not forget to ask God to have mercy on him as well. He that humbleth himself shall be exalted. The Pharisees, as the proper last gospel of today remarks, entering into the dining hall, watched Jesus. But they could not find anything in him that was worthy of censure. He appeared, as he always did, the model of virtue, and therefore they were forced to hold their peace. But the Pharisees weren't the only ones doing the observing that day. Our Lord was watching them as well, but for a different reason. He was watching them so that he could point out to them ways to improve their ways and become more holy, as a good teacher should. And it didn't take long for our Lord to find an opportunity to show his divine authority. St. Luke tells us in his Gospel, Jesus spoke to them that were invited, marking how they chose the first seats at the table, saying to them, When thou art invited, go sit at the lowest place. If you think about it, this is truly amazing what our Lord did here. He used worldly wisdom, something that the Pharisees especially understood well, to steer the people to virtue. He shows that the will of God usually conforms to common sense. He tells them to take the lowest place, and by so doing, you cannot be shamed because you can only go up from there. But he adds at the end, He who humbles himself shall be exalted, and he who exalts himself shall be humbled. making it a general rule to seek the lower place, not only at the table, but in all things, so that God has a chance to raise you up. God hates pride, not only because it is against his laws, but also because it is contrary to reason and common sense. Pride is that pernicious tendency of the human heart which causes man to give to himself that honor which is due to God. This perverse tendency of the heart, in its very nature, opposes the aim and end for which God created this world, namely for his glory. This is the end or reason for creation, and there cannot be any other, since God is the primary and eternal cause, and is the only being with infinite perfection. Therefore, he could not have created the world for any other reason but for his glory. God can, however, in some way share his goodness and blessedness with us, but all the honor and glory arising from it must be ultimately referred to him. Pride makes us attribute this blessedness and goodness to ourselves as coming from ourselves. Thus, Sacred Scripture says, pride is the beginning of all sin, and we can see this when we recall what constitutes a sin. Every sin is a willful transgression of God's law. When committing a sin, man says to God, "You command this, O God, but I will not obey," or "You forbid this, but I will do it anyway." Obviously, only pride could make someone do that, for how could someone who is truly humble dare to rise against God, who not only created us and keeps us in existence, but also redeemed us? From the point of view of common sense, it is absurd. Yes, God permits some to be better at certain things than others, but this is no cause to think that he is anywhere near the perfection of God. Christ tells us, "To whom much is given, much shall be expected." Thus, those who have more should have less reason to be prideful, because they have more to thank God for than others. One does not ordinarily take pride in the debts he has, and for the same reason, we shouldn't be prideful about the gifts we have from God. All nature teaches, by her laws, how submissive we should be to God, and it teaches us to humble ourselves more the greater our gift is. Air, for example, seems like nothing, yet it contains the elements of the whole world of sound, and by it the whole human race and all of the animals breathe. Birds of rich colored feathers are not usually the best singers, yet those with simple colors, such as the lark or the mockingbird, have a beautiful voice. God is showing us by creation that we always have something to humble ourselves about. If we excel in one area, then we are sure to have a defect somewhere else. But what above all other things should induce us to uproot pride from our hearts is the danger of perishing eternally. Why was Lucifer and one-third of the angels cast into hell? It was because of pride. And why was Our Lady and the saints raised to such a great dignity in heaven? It was because of humility. He who humbles himself shall be exalted, and he who exalts himself shall be humbled. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.